In western Iowa, Boy Scouts who helped their fellow scouts survive a tornado at a gathering last night are being hailed as heroes today for their quick thinking and their first aid efforts. The tornado killed four scouts at the camp and injured 48 people as it roared through and flattened the campsite. Reporter Mike Merrick went to the area last night. He joins us now on the phone from Vermilion, South Dakota. Hello, Mike.
Hello.
Now, when the news of the tornado broke last night, what was the first response? What did those boys do?
Well, word of the tornado went out by radio and TV last night, and two waves of people flooded into the small towns closest to the scout ranch, the towns of Little Sioux and Blencoe. Blencoe was a destination of many of the emergency responders because the fire department there was managing the overall response. And the parents and families of the scouts converged on Little Sioux, 10 miles away, there to await news about their scouts. Four scouts, 13 and 14 years old, were killed, and really about close to half of the scouts and the leaders there were injured, anywhere from minor things that could be treated and released at a hospital all the way to brain trauma. So officials had to help the families of the injured scouts connect up with the right hospital or with their scouts who weren't injured so that they could go home with their families.
Now, Mike, I understand that this is a very remote camp off a gravel road in a sparsely populated part of the state. Was there any warning that a tornado was approaching? Was there any time to prepare?
Well, the tornado was part of an unusually intense line of thunderstorms that really stretched for hundreds of miles all the way down into Kansas. And this tornado apparently was kind of at the leading edge of that line of storms. The people at the camp were monitoring the weather radio, and the camp had sirens that did sound, but it's important to note that the camp has no underground tornado shelters. On the other hand, the scouts had come in just this past weekend for a week of leadership training, and they had been briefed on what to do in case of a storm. By all accounts, they did what they were supposed to do, and the leaders among the scouts took care of their charges. One young man, Zach Jessen from Fremont, Nebraska, has been really widely praised for covering other scouts with his own body to shelter them while the building disintegrated around them.
Mike, you actually were out there today. Could you describe the scene for us?
Trees either down or broken everywhere, and in among the splinters of the trees, you could still see the tents and a lot of the other personal belongings of the scouts. The scouts were essentially doing their own triage when the emergency responders arrived, using chainsaws to cut their way through the downed trees to the scouts, and so the scouts didn't really have much time to collect their own gear or what was left of it.
The Iowa Governor, Chet Culver, he praised the boys for taking care of each other, and Homeland Security Chief Michael Chertoff visited the camp today. What happens next there?
Well, some things are basic. Rural electric crews were out today replacing wooden power poles and lines along the public gravel road that leads to the Scout Ranch. But the Scout Council and the Iowa State Patrol are both bringing in counselors to help scouts and leaders who may need some psychological help dealing with the deaths of these four scouts and all the injuries.
You know, it's a camp with a long history. Do they expect to continue running there?
Oh, I'm sure they do. I'm sure they do, yes.
Reporter Mike Merrick speaking to us from Vermilion, South Dakota. Mike, thanks so much.
Thank you.